Our Axe to Locker Room chat continues tonight on 92.1 KMZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Eagles boys basketball coach. That is Jason Tynan, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Very successful season for you a year ago, coach. A third place finish in the classification, a school record for wins, just a dynamite year for your team in general.
Yeah, we did a phenomenal job. I think a couple losses there. Right, against Clifton Clyde and Frankfurt, and then next time we lost was against Lebo and in the state tournament. So, yeah, we put together a pretty impressive run. We did a lot of good things, and we returned a lot of those pieces from last year. So, we're excited for practice to start. We're going to start practice tomorrow. We've got a delayed start because of football and where they won another state title. So, we hope to benefit off that success and keep building. And, you know, we return, like I said, quite a few key components from that team last year, and so we're excited to get started and get rolling.
I guess you at least have the benefit of not having your season opener until next week against Valley Heights, but again, the late start with how good the football team has been over the last 4 years, and you know, back-to-back state track titles as well in Class 1A. I just have to imagine your team is just tired, right? I mean, they just have to be tired all the time.
Yeah, they're one of the few teams that I think, you know, you look back at it for the last at least 3 years, they've played on, you know, the last day you could play in each season. So 4 years in football, and so it's a tribute to them. They do a lot of work in the summertime. They kind of are in shape. They're kind of motivated. I know that they talk a lot about basketball. They've kind of accomplished things in football and track, and now they want to get another bigger trophy for their legacy, I guess, in basketball. So They stay motivated, and that's easy to do as a coach. When they motivate themselves, it's easy just to go to practice and put the things in front of them, and they'll work hard.
Yeah, and it just seems like maybe this year it might be a really good opportunity with how close you guys have been over the last couple of years and with how hungry these guys are, I'm sure, getting back onto the hardwood and getting going here. But I'm not even sure where to start because you got so many players coming back, so many all-state caliber kids. Just talk about the roster construction and obviously a very talented one going into this year.
Yeah, obviously you bring back the 2 4-year starters in Eli Brockman and Brandon Smothley. Eli averaged about 14 last year, Brandon 13, and so they're key components. They both rebound well. They both had over 5 rebounds a game, and they share the ball really well. But I think they both had 3 assists, plus I think Brandon had 4. And, you know, those are the pieces that make us go. And so they lead us on the offensive end and the defensive end. And then Colin will be out for a little bit here, Shaughnessy, because he broke his foot towards the end of football season. And, you know, he averaged 11 points a game, with our leading three-point shooter, and then returning Landon Smith, Wyatt Detweiler. Landon, unfortunately, missed a lot of last year and played like 4 games for us at the end of the year, averaged about 6 points, and then Wyatt came on and as a freshman averaged 5, and then kind of another freshman that's kind of a sophomore that's kind of been developing, played a little for us last year, is Logan Sandman, averaged 4 points a game and roughly about 10 minutes a game. And so, you know, we got pieces there. Dalton Heinen will step up. He's kind of been a JV kid the last couple of years, played a little varsity last year. He's got size and some strength. And so we kind of got the right mix of guys inside, outside, height, speed, quickness. And so we like what we have. We just got to put it together and learn to play off of one another and for one another as well, and just, you know, build off everybody's strength.
Yeah, and you mentioned just one kind of key injury here early on in the season, but with all the kids that you named, it just doesn't seem like, at least right now, that depth is much of an issue for you.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, those other kids, you know, Joe Leibarger is another sophomore that could come in for us and, you know, hit some shots and do some things, as well as Lucas Talbot, a junior, and then Gavin Shaughnessy, a senior. And so we got quite a bit of depth and guys that have played in the summer. I think we played around 35, 40 games this summer, and it was kind of nice to see the mix of people in and out in different places. And so I think depth will be a benefit to us and sometimes maybe be a detriment to us.
And you get Valley Heights in the opener next Tuesday night. So, again, we're previewing here towards the end of this week. So you only have just a handful of days to really get guys prepped. And just the challenges from your side, you know, with always the late starts with how good the football team is, just the challenges of getting those guys in and just getting them prepared for that first game.
Yeah, the number one thing is getting in shape. It's a different kind of shape than football. But the thing is like, we've done enough in the summer. We've been through this before. This is our fourth year of doing it, fifth in the last 6 years of doing this. And so we kind of understand, and I guess the experience in that, they're not really rattled too much by it and freaked out that they're only get 3 or 4 practices before their first game. But, you know, it's just kind of knocking the rust off and getting back to it. And, you know, hopefully you can find some open shots and doing the little things well. Early on, we found out that we have to win these games early by our defensive play, and they tend to know that, and so they pick up that really fast, and we kind of focus on that in practice, and then we just get out and run and try to use our athleticism the best we can.
There it is, Jason Tine, an Axtell Boys basketball coach. High expectations once again for the Eagles here in 2024. They open the season Tuesday night against Valley Heights. Coach, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.